There's always been this thing, like even with the MC5 and the Stooges and stuff, there were Detroit bands that were, always like, we're from Detroit, and then there were bands like the Up and the Stooges and the Five, we're from Ann Arbor. And then we had common causes like, John's cause, getting John out of jail and stuff like that. So we saw we all had more in common than our geographic locations. And as far as bookies was concerned, I used to go down there when it was a gay bar. We used to go down and hang out when it was Frank Gagan's. And those guys were, a bunch of old gay guys that love young guys. So when the punk rock thing started, people would, bands that wanted to play would go down, and we'd take off nights, like the Tuesday nights usually. And we go, look, if you'll give us your Tuesday night, I'm sure we can get some people in here if you'd allow us. So we bring in a PA, bring in the bands, do the advertising, and slowly but surely it started to build. So that the nights of alternative punk rock music were more successful than the normal bill of fares that the club was having on its own. And with bookies, we played there quite often. As a matter of fact, we opened up for the Police. We opened up for the Police there, Jim Scafish, a bunch of other national bands that would be touring. And people that were booking would always like, we got a perfect band to play with these guys. They're called Heroes, because we hit the political aspect going on from my days working with John and the Party and stuff. And the new Cutting Edge, we decided that instead of just being loud and obnoxious, we wanted to bring tune guitars and chord arrangements and progressions back to the music form. So, like I said, we opened up for the Police there, Jim Scafish, Pere Ubu, the Pagans, a lot of the touring bands back then. Plus, I was also roadieing with Destroy All Monsters at the time, because when we got out of prison, Michael Davis and I lived together out at this farmhouse we had out on Plymouth Road, which is where we rehearsed at, and so did Destroy All Monsters. So I started going on the road with those guys and hooking up connections for my band. So we wound up going back to the cities the Monsters would play in as headlining band, as a headlining band ourselves. And with Bookies, Bookies was just always a cool place to play.